Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, we know that your scripture is always filled with your spirit, and so when we read it, we are touched in our spirit, in our lives, in our souls, in ways that are beyond human understanding. Speak your spirit into us through these words, God, tonight, we ask. We humbly ask that you break open the scripture just as you will break open the bread at the table to feed us, to sustain us, to transform us evermore into the people you have created us to be. Give us understanding that only comes through your spirit, O God. Be with the words that I utter, that they may be vessels, vehicles of your flaming grace and love and power that transforms our hearts and our lives and our world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So who loves the movies about The Matrix? Who's ever seen The Matrix or any of those in that series? Anybody? Anybody seen The Matrix? Oh my gosh. It's so good. It's so good. And I'm either old or I don't know, but it's and who is the actor? Is it Keanu Reeves? Yeah. So if you get a chance to watch The Matrix, do it, Zach. Do it, okay? So The Matrix is about a guy, about a lot of folks, but it's a kind of a post-apocalyptic movie, if you will. And it's a kind of a dystopia where there is a story of these characters who are living in this dark kind of world where they are not experiencing creation. It's a post-creation has somehow been obliterated, and so they are living in the midst of this time. And they suspect that there is something unusual about their lives. They're just not quite sure what it is. And for those of you who haven't seen it, I don't want to totally give it away, but I guess I will. So they, Keanu Reeves, who's the main actor, he begins to realize that there must be kind of a subtext of reality that's happening that he doesn't quite understand. And so he goes on this journey, this amazing kind of wild journey, where he comes to realize that he is living essentially in the midst of a type of computer program, and that the reality that he perceives to be reality is not reality at all, but is a type of facsimile, a type of programmed reality that he is experiencing in his mind through these extraordinary means. And so I encourage you to watch it. And as we think about that movie, and kind of the, even if you haven't seen it, this idea of believing that reality is what it is, and then one day having some sort of realization or nudge that there must be something more going on, and then experiencing perhaps a wild journey of coming to a new understanding of what we really are about, or what life is really about, and what we are living. That actually sounds a lot like what it means to be in relationship with God through the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, I do believe God is present in the world and all people. There is not one person, I'm sure you've seen this like on Facebook or somewhere, not one person that you will look in the eyes of that God does not love. I truly believe that. You will never look in the eyes of a person who God does not already love. And God has not already loved since before they even were born. And so God is present in the world. We are all created in God's image, and God's love is with every single human being. That I believe to be true as surely as I am standing here. And I don't believe it's in the matrix. And yet, there is a greater truth, and that is that when the Spirit of God comes in our hearts, we are alive in a new way. I actually believe that it is different for a person who is loved by God than a person who is loved by God and has opened their heart and life to the power of God's transforming Spirit that changes everything. I really believe this. This is why I'm in ministry. So there is a way in which people are living in the world, and they are really living, but they are not living abundantly. Because the only way to abundant life is through the power of God's Spirit alive within us. There is a way in which God's Spirit awakens in us the truth of who we were created to be in the first place. And so as we grow in relationship with God, we become more who we were created to be, not less. We become more authentic. We become more quirky. We become more interesting. We become more unique in God's Spirit as God has created us to be. You see, the Holy Spirit doesn't level out people into some sort of like everyone is vanilla and bland. The Holy Spirit comes into our hearts and lives, and we become even more clearly, fully, who God intended us to be in the first place. And so living apart from God, not being open, not giving that internal consent to the Spirit, is sort of like living in the matrix and not really knowing what true life is about. Because I do believe that when the Spirit of God poured out on God's people on the day of Pentecost, the church was born, and something wild and radical and new happened in the world. And nothing has ever been the same since. Do you remember last Sunday we talked about in the book of Acts how God was doing something new and the Spirit was creating something new in the birth of the Messiah, Jesus, and how in the book of Acts God is doing something new and the Spirit is doing something new in the birth of the church? And guess what? We are a part of it. We are in on it. We don't have to be like Keanu Reeves and go through some wild journey. We've already gone through a wild journey in Scripture with Jesus to get to this point where the Spirit of God comes in tongues of fire as the disciples are gathered in the upper room. And I don't know if you've read the backstory recently, but they were there in the upper room and they were waiting for God's Spirit to pour out on them. And one of them suggested, hey, I've got an idea. Let's pray together. Let's just pray. So they sat there and they prayed. And as they were praying, the Spirit of God poured out on them in a new way. And everything changed because they were brought to life in a new way. You see, they had been brought to life already in God's image as they were born. Then they were brought to life even more because they had a relationship with Jesus Christ as he walked and lived and moved and had his being through his life, death, and resurrection. But now they were brought to life even more fully in Christ. Even so, in Christ shall all be made alive. We know what life is really about. And that is not something to divide us from others or to hoard over others. It is something to be an invitation where the doors are flung wide open. And we cannot wait to share the love of God through Christ Jesus with the world. We cannot wait to say, you do not have to walk around sleepwalking, but you can be alive in Christ. What does it mean for you to live with the Spirit's presence in your life? I have a friend who has two sons, and she tells them, there is only one superpower, you guys. I know about the Marvel movies and all those awesome figures and all those heroes and all the other types of superheroes, but there is only one superhero, and that is the Holy Spirit. Because when the Spirit is within you, you are alive indeed. So as we prepare to come to the table tonight, my prayer is that we will sit here and together silently pray for God's Spirit to pour out even more fully upon us and within us, that we may give God internal consent to be Lord of our lives again, over this church, over our homes, over our relationships, over our future, over our past. And I want to tell you that what God has in mind is not only good, but it's very good. And not only that, but it's better than anything we can hope for or imagine. It is true that abundant life only resides in the living God through Christ Jesus. Even so, in Christ shall all be made alive. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.